Just for a change, fancy hearing one that hasn't been released yet.
You're listening to Macaspam Radio.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life, you are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the line of a dark black night. Waiting for this moment to arise. You are only waiting for this moment to arise. You are only waiting for this moment to arise.
That was Blackbird singing in the dead of night. This is Paul McCartney with the first Radio 1 Legends show. I'm playing some of my favourite music until 10 as part of Radio 1 established 1967. My introduction to Ray Charles was one night on the radio. There was a show, you didn't actually get many rock and roll shows, mainly kind of variety or kind of old-fashioned music. And then suddenly they started to play rock and roll, and there was this DJ, David Jacobs, who's still around. And the first one that just knocked my block off was when he played What Did I Say by Ray Charles. We all fell in love with this record, and it became a big favorite in our show. I used to do it in Hamburg. And it was one of those songs, because it had so many ingredients, you could actually keep the song going for hours. And we used to have a contest between us and the other bands who could keep What Did I Say going long enough. Because once you'd done the whole song, then there was a way, audience, way, oh, 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 tell me what I say. So, I do remember one wonderful night, jumping down into the audience with a hand mic, getting underneath the table, and doing the, way, whoa. It was late, and I was happy. But still, I think we might have broken the record. I think we kept that song going for about an hour. Ray Charles, What Did I Say?
Hey, mama, don't you treat me wrong. You're back to Arkansas. Oh, yes, ma'am. You don't do right. When you see me in
What did I say? A great, great song that a lot of bands used to do in the 60s. Ray Charles, what did I say?
Radio 1, established 1967.
Radio 1 Legends.
A Day in the Life. Now, this is one of my all-time favourites. I clearly remember John coming round to my house in London. I had a little music room up at the top of the house, and we'd go up there and check out what each of us had. And he had this fragment. I read the news today, old boy, and it had come from a newspaper article. As would often happen, he'd start it off, or I'd start it, one of us would start the thing, and then the other one would fall in, and we'd develop it and finish it together. So this was a great one to write. It was kind of surreal. A lot of the stories were taken from newspaper stories, and we just elaborated on them, just made them a little bit more poetic and stuff. So the thing that actually got us banned on BBC was, now they know how many holes it takes to fill the Albert Hall, which was actually something to do with a newspaper article. There'd been holes in the road in Blackburn, Lancashire, and we just sort of lifted it and changed it around a little bit. And somebody thought it was way too suggestive and banned it. Anyway, there's so many more stories about A Day in the Life, but we haven't got time, so they'll have to wait for another time.
Radio 1.
Established 1967. Radio 1 Legends.
One of the things I like about bands who are performing these days, actually throughout the years it's the same rule, is that the bands who actually play, they can actually play their instruments, can get up there, can sing, and the Killers are one of those bands. I like people who can play live, and they certainly can. So here's one of the tracks that impressed me. It's called When You Were Young.
You sit there in your heartache, wait.
Killers.
Radio 1.
After the breakup of the Beatles, John and I went our own separate ways as songwriting partners. I know from reading stuff that he would say in interviews and from my own opinion that we kept a good eye on what each other was doing. And when John came up with Imagine, that was one of those moments where I thought, oh yeah. And I could just imagine him sitting down at the piano, coming up with those chords, coming up with that song. And at the end of it, I know he will have known he had written a classic.
Imagine there's no heaven. See you if you try. No hell below. Imagine all the people living
Imagine by John. One of those songs that just, well, for me, obviously, just because it's John and it brings back so many memories of working with him and loving his music. You know, I always was a great fan of his, and I think hopefully he was of mine. And I think, you know, we just loved working together. Never had a session, a writing session that didn't work. I mean, every single time we sat down to write together, we came up with a song. Even when we worked separately, I think the lessons we'd learned by working together still held firm. So to hear Imagine, such a classic, is always a great thrill for me and brings back beautiful memories and is an inspiration for the future. This is Paul McCartney on Radio 1. Somebody I really loved was Little Richard. I just couldn't believe his voice when I first heard it. You know, I was a kid at the time and I was still at school. And we used to have, at the end of term, you know, the teachers would let you cut loose a little bit. And I remember standing on the desk and all the mates were sort of like, oh, you know, and so I did Long Tall Sally unaccompanied. Don't tell him, Mary! But inspired by the man, Little Richard, who later we were really lucky to work with in Hamburg. So we spent some time with him personally, and he was just a real fun guy. We'd be in the dressing room, and he still says to this day, I taught Paul everything he knows. Woo! I can't help it because I'm so beautiful. Yeah, Richard, long, tall, Sally.
Go to town and Mary, bound up the dawn. You claim he has a misery, but he having a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Yes, baby. Woo, baby. Having me some fun tonight. Yeah. Well, long, tall, Sally, she gives me she got everything that Uncle John need. Oh, baby. In the L.O., baby. Yes, baby. Ooh, baby. Having me some fun tonight.
That was Little Richard's Long Tall Sally. I remember being in school, the Liverpool Institute High School for Boys, which was a kind of Dickensian institution. But it had its great lighter moments, and many of those were inspired by music. I remember we used to get hold of the NME, New Musical Express, which was operating in those days. And I remember on the back cover, there was this advert for a new singer, and his name was Elvis Presley. It was one of those names you kind of had to learn at first, you know, it's such an unusual name. But it was a great picture of this really good-looking guy who looked totally on top of it, very rocking. And it was advertising a record called Heartbreak Hotel, which obviously we soon fell in love with. I actually now own the bass, which was played by Bill Black on this original record, which is a museum piece, and was given to me by Linda for a birthday present. So from that early inspirational moment, from the back of the NME, to now, it is still one of my most favorite Elvis Presley records, Heartbreak Hotel.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of a lonely street, that Heartbreak Hotel, where I'll be. I'll be just lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Oh, although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be just so lonely, baby. I'll be just so lonely. I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Now the bellhop's tears keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never look back and think of something. Think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down the street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be. You're so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die. So lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. They'll be so lonely they could die.
Well, since my baby, yeah, go Elvis. Love that record, man. Love that piano solo. What a voice! Such an influence on all of us at the time.
Radio 1, established 1967.
Seeing as this Legend series is celebrating the anniversary of Radio 1 starting in 1967, the record that we had out as the Beatles at that time was Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. It was a fantastic record to make because it was a change from anything we'd ever done, and I think a change from anything anyone had ever done. And it was in a very magical time for everyone. The world was sort of changing in many, many ways. Fashions were changed completely. Music was changing. So we hit upon this idea to record the album as alter egos, rather than just, oh, it's another Beatles album. We tried to pretend that we were a completely different band, so we gave ourselves the name Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. We gave ourselves identities and tried to approach all the vocals and the instrumentation as if we were just someone else, which was a great idea, though he says it himself, because it was very freeing. You know, it just meant you weren't doing your same old thing. You were taking a new approach on it. And the bit I like, I mean, I like the whole album, but one bit I like is at the end, the reprise, where it comes back in. I like the beat, and I like what we did with it. Here we are celebrating Radio 1's anniversary, 1967, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. To the end of my time here on this show. Seeing as it's always been one of my ambitions to lean in on the mic and be a DJ, this has been great. I've really loved it. I hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you, Radio 1, giving me this opportunity to play some of my favorite music and to talk about my memories connected with it. Good luck with the rest of the series, and to you listening at home, good vibrations, lots of love, and hope you've enjoyed the show. This has been Paul McCartney with the first Radio 1 Legends show. Thanks for listening. If you've just tuned in, you can listen again online. Tomorrow night from 9 p.m, Dave Grohl will be here playing an hour of his favorite music. Next on Radio 1 Tonight, it's Colin Murray.
Digital. FM. Online. This is Radio 1.